I'm going to look at the very serious business of piracy now in the Business Breakfast. A third ship attacked by Somali pirates this weekend. Now, the ship and its crew have actually been rescued. Indian and Chinese navies joining hands to thwart that pirate attack in the Gulf of Aden. But it could demonstrate a worrying new trend. It's the third in less than a month after years of relative calm. So we're joined on the line now by Peter Cook, founding director of the shipping experts, PCA Maritime, to ask if the piracy problem is back. Peter, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Brandy, good morning. Thank you very much indeed. I think that what we are seeing is a trend that is developing, and that is that we are seeing increased piracy activity. There have been several warnings pushed out by the naval authorities, naval coalitions, that there are up to 8 piracy groups now operating in the area, and they are just looking for an opportunity to attack ships.
8 piracy groups? Why?
8 piracy action groups, yes.
Okay, so why, after 5-6 years of relative calm, the first seizure in 6 years happening less than a month ago, why is it back?
Well, effectively, what we had was we had a situation where the shipping industry protected their ships by using a series of measures called best management practice, which were things like providing or barriers of barbed wire, water hoses, and other plans. You had the naval forces, including the Chinese and the Indians, as we've heard, very successfully, but also the UK, the US Navy, and other NATO and European forces working together in an unprecedented way. And who would have thought the Chinese and the Indians would have worked together as well as they did in this particular case, but working together very effectively to try and dominate the area. And then the third measure that we had was the use of armed guards. Now, those three measures together were very, very effective at deterring piracy. Because they're criminals, they want to make money, and if they think that the risk-return equation is not in their favour, they won't do it. What has happened recently, because we haven't seen a major piracy incident since 2012, naval forces have been reduced by the politicians. Understandably, the guard has been lowered by ship owners. And also, we're not seeing the use of armed guards in the way that we did. So those three factors have reduced the deterrence level. The pirates have always had the intent because they made a lot of money. They have the capability, and now they are discovering that they have the opportunity.
How quickly can shipping firms scramble together this kind of protection again? I mean, as you say, we've seen the Indian and the Chinese Navy step in on this most recent account. But when it comes to putting defences on board, how long does it take for the shipping industry to put that into practice?
Well, many of the ships that are going through the area are told to keep these measures in place. But as I've said, inevitably over a period of almost five years, these things are lowered. They should be able to do it quite quickly. But I think one of the instant responses that they can do is by the use of armed guards. But my concern here is that they will just go to any company and won't necessarily go for a company that provides quality. And so, therefore, what they should be doing is using a reliable and professional security company brokerage organisation.
Peter, it's Richard here. Good morning. We've had a successful outcome for this latest hijacking, which is great news. But of course, just last week, a week ago, we had a ship that was leaving Dubai that was hijacked. Do we have any update on that?
No, I'm afraid I don't have any update on that one, Richard. I've been away and out of the country for a while and focused on other things.
So in terms of what happens next, I know you're a regular visitor to Dubai, and clearly we're in that region, so it's a lot of people are thinking about this here in Dubai at the moment as a maritime community. What are the next steps for someone like you involved in this industry? What are the next steps for ship owners in Dubai? I know you touched on this with Brandy, but just a little bit more detail on what can happen next.
Okay. As far as I'm concerned, my responsibility is to talk to flag states, shipping associations, and the naval coalitions about what the private maritime security industry can provide. I think that ship owners need to be reviewing their security plans for their ships. They need to be looking at the routes that they use, whether they go, what speed they operate at, because of course the faster the ship goes, the more difficult it is for pirates to get onto the ship, and all the protective barriers that they have to have in place. Ensuring that they keep the relevant authorities fully informed of what they're doing, so that if something does go wrong, they can be supported as quickly as possible. And also that they need to review, if they are using armed guards, exactly which company they're using, and ensure that that company still provides the same level of service that they did, and that they can do the job properly. And as I suggest, they use a security brokerage company in order to be able to achieve that.
Very quickly, Peter, before we go, most of this is focusing on commercial shipping, oil tankers, cargo ships. What about cruise liners? And the reason I ask that is one of our colleagues, Sue Parry, her family arrived in Dubai on a cruise liner just a few days ago, and they said that the security presence on that cruise liner was very, very high profile and very, very obvious. How vulnerable are cruise ships, and what measures are they taking or can they take?
Well, cruise ships inevitably would be a very high value target for pirates. However, the problem being that because you have so many people on a cruise ship, the pirates would find it overwhelming, and it is unlikely that they would be able to successfully take a cruise ship. However, that doesn't mean that we should be complacent about that at all, and because the passengers on a cruise ship would be very, very sensitive to any form of a threat, understandably, cruise line companies will provide very high profile defence, and that's what should happen in order to protect these ships against these threats.
Thanks very much indeed, Peter. Our producer, George, just handed me a note reminding me that news blackouts are common in hijacking to project negotiations, which is why we have no news about the ship that left Dubai about a week ago. But, Peter, we know it's very early in the United Kingdom. Really appreciate you getting up early to speak to us. Peter Cook is the founding director of PCA Maritime. Thanks very much indeed.